This is the Magnifier, issue number 103, April through June 2016. Sleep and Macular Degeneration by Dan Roberts from MD Support. Recent research has found an association between longer sleep duration and advanced dry age-related macular degeneration, also known as geographic atrophy. This has been misconstrued by at least one media outlet to mean that too much sleep might actually cause the disease. That is absolutely untrue. According to the researchers, sleeping too much or too little has been associated with adverse health outcomes, including total mortality, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. The purpose of the study was to further explore the relationship of sleep and disease states by looking at people who are affected by AMD. It was not intended to identify sleep as a risk factor for developing blindness. Of 1,003 subjects in the study, the group with geographic atrophy was found to sleep longer than those without AMD. However, not only will a good night's sleep not cause blindness, a good deal of evidence supports sleep as a positive benefit for visually impaired people. It allows the retina to complete the visual cycle, restores physical endurance, and relieves the stresses often associated with losing vision. Finding the Balance by Liz. The keynote speaker for the American Academy of Ophthalmology in 2012, Dr. Abraham Verghese, made an incredible impression on me in his speech, Finding the Balance. After years of hearing patients complain they had no time to ask questions or get information from their vision care professional, it was encouraging to hear Dr. Verghese address the physician-patient relationship and how it has been affected by technology and reimbursement issues. He expressed his concern that physicians are interacting less with the actual living patient than with the eye patient, a surrogate constructed of the multiple test results and high-tech images residing in charts and computers. This direction is spurred by a reimbursement system geared to pay for defined tests and procedures rather than time conducting a careful history and physical examination. Added to that is the specter of litigation if a physician omits certain expensive tests. What has been lost, according to Dr. Verghese, especially in the United States, are the traditional skills of hands-on medicine and close, direct observation, as exemplified by the physician examination, patient relationship, not just for diagnosis, but also for establishing the bond of trust between the two. For our readers who feel they are alone in this dilemma, please know we are trying to bring awareness to the medical community, and hopefully help is on the way. What is a smartphone? And who needs one? A smartphone is a handheld mobile cellular phone that has an advanced operating system and the functions of a personal computer, allowing emails, text messaging, storage of data, and much more. Since their introduction only a decade ago, smartphones have changed the way of life for much of the world. They have allowed immediate access to communication, information and data that could only be dreamed of a few years ago. Smartphones also change the way blind and visually impaired people live, increasing their independence, function, and ability to communicate. Who can use a smartphone? Anybody, regardless of age, dexterity, or vision loss, can use a smartphone. There are no limitations. Many smartphone functions are very simple, such as making phone calls or sending text messages, for even the totally blind. Others do require varying degrees of proficiency. Like computers, smartphones have many more functions than most users will need, but anyone can benefit from using a smartphone. Two main types. There are two major platforms or operating systems, the Apple iOS used in the iPhone and the Android system used by multiple other manufacturers. Android smartphones are more varied and are available in a greater range of sizes, display screens, and options. Android phones are made by Samsung, Sony, Motorola, Google, LG, and others, and can be less expensive. Which is the best for the blind and visually impaired? There is discussion and disagreement among experts in the blind and visually impaired community, but most in the United States prefer the Apple iPhone for initial use by the blind or visually impaired. There is more standardization, consistency, and built-in out-of-the-box features such as Siri and VoiceOver. The iPhone Voice Command. Siri, the voice command function built into the iPhone, is the friend of those with impaired vision. Siri is responsive and easy to use. Siri will allow you to make phone calls, send and read text messages, open emails, answer many questions, set alarms, do mathematical calculations, give directions, distances, and much more. VoiceOver. VoiceOver, also an out-of-the-box built-in feature in the iPhone, provides additional speech commands. It can be activated by rapidly depressing the home button 3 times or holding down the commanding VoiceOver on. It may be turned off the very same way. VoiceOver allows voice commands to activate some functions not responsive to Siri commands and will read more of the text displayed on the screen. Apps. Apps, or applications, are functions and programs that can be downloaded and added to your smartphone. Some are specific to the iPhone or Android. Some will work on either platform. Apps have proliferated, and there are now more than 1 million apps. Some are designed specifically for blind or visually impaired users and have eliminated the need for some larger standalone devices. For example, the Talking Books Library now offers a Bard mobile app, B-A-R-D, Bard mobile app, allowing downloading and playing of books and magazines with a smartphone, thereby eliminating the need for the bulky player and cartridges. Many apps are free or cost very little. They can be downloaded to the smartphone by the Apple Store, Google Play Store, or iTunes. How do I learn to use a smartphone? The usual answer to this question is to ask a 6-year-old. However, some of the functions of smartphones, such as the basic voice commands, are very simple and intuitive. To become more proficient and comfortable using more features and apps, you can go to the tutorial located within Settings on the iPhone and Android devices. Many public libraries offer free computer instruction, which may include the use of smartphones. Free tutorials and tips on specific functions can be found on various smartphones websites and on YouTube. The American Foundation for the Blind has tutorials and information on their website. Go to www.afb.org. Where do I buy a smartphone and how much do they cost? iPhones and other phones can be bought from many retailers as well as service providers. Places like Best Buy, Walmart, Target, and others have contracts with many carriers to offer phones and phone plans. A carrier or service provider will cost about $50 and up per month, depending upon your needs, on top of the cost of the phone. Carriers include companies like AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and T-Mobile. Whether you are looking for an iPhone or Android smartphone, you can expect to pay between $100 and $900 for your device. There are several options when it comes to paying for your phone and phone service. Contract service, usually 2 years, may allow you to get a phone free or at a reduced cost as long as you don't break the contract. No contract payment plans, such as AT&T Next, allow you to buy a phone with a monthly payment option and have the payment added to your phone bill. These plans can run as low as $25 a month and may allow you to upgrade before the end of the payments. Remember, this is just the cost of the phone. Service will be extra. Pay-as-you-go or GoPhones. This is where you buy the phone, around $100 and up, and purchase minutes to load on your phone. Minute packages can be as low as $10, depending upon the carrier and how often you use your phone. Keep in mind that these plans have different loadable options for talk, text, and data. If you are tech savvy and know someone who can help you, you could save money buying a used or refurbished phone, either from your carrier or a website such as www.cellularcountry.com or https://swappa.com. Other options include used and refurbished phones on eBay, Amazon, Overstock, and Groupon. Summary. Smartphones such as the iPhone will enable anyone to do many things much easier. This is especially true for those who are visually impaired. Get smart. Get a smartphone. This was presented by Joe Fontenot, who is a medical doctor and director of community services for vision rehabilitation, and Patricia Hacker, an equipment specialist. This ends the Magnifier, issue number 103.